You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 02, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Jaywalking laws, initially introduced as safety measures, have a complex history linked to the rise of the automobile industry. Before the automobile became prevalent, streets were shared spaces for pedestrians and vehicles without strict walking rules. As cars became dominant, the term jaywalking emerged to shame pedestrians crossing outside designated areas. In California, walking while black laws appeared in 1925, framed as safety measures but heavily influenced by the automobile industry. This influence shaped public perception, encouraging aggressive driver behavior toward pedestrians and leading to a disregard for pedestrian deaths. Jaywalking laws have been criticized for their disproportionate enforcement against people of color, particularly in black and brown communities. Police enforcement of jaywalking laws disproportionately targets black individuals, raising concerns about racial profiling. In 2023, 92% of jaywalking citations in New York City were issued to black or Latino individuals. In Ferguson, Missouri, 95% of jaywalking charges were against black individuals, despite them making up two-thirds of the population. These statistics indicate that jaywalking laws are often used to stop black and brown individuals unjustly. Police have used jaywalking ordinances to retaliate against civilians, particularly black individuals perceived as disrespectful. High volumes of stops for minor infractions in black neighborhoods can lead to feelings of racial targeting and harassment. In one case, a black man in Oklahoma was hit by a patrol car during a jaywalking arrest, with police claiming they were monitoring violent crimes. Such incidents highlight the severe consequences of minor infractions. Traffic stops for minor offenses like jaywalking are often used as pretexts for broader investigations, disproportionately affecting black drivers and pedestrians. Chicago police conduct millions of traffic stops while searching for guns, burdening innocent people. The targeting of black and brown individuals for jaywalking indicates that these laws are used to control these communities. This can result in escalating fines and fees, and in some cases, violence. A study showed that Michigan State Police stop black drivers more frequently, especially during the day when their race is visible. This suggests that inadequate policies and lack of oversight contribute to the disproportionate stops of black drivers. Using minor infractions as pretexts for investigations creates fear and distrust in communities of color. It diverts police resources from serious crimes and erodes public confidence in law enforcement. The term "walking while black" describes how black individuals are often targeted for existing in public spaces under the guise of minor infractions. Data from various cities supports this phenomenon. In Sacramento, black residents are 5 times more likely to receive jaywalking citations than non-black residents. Seattle police issued 28% of jaywalking citations from 2010 to 2016 to black pedestrians, who make up only 7% of the population. An investigation in Jacksonville also revealed significant disparities in pedestrian citations against black residents. These disparities suggest enforcement priorities keep communities of color under control. Consequences of these stops can include escalating fines, fees, and violent confrontations. The narrative of accountability from officers is undermined when they violate the same laws they enforce. Selective enforcement damages law enforcement credibility and perpetuates mistrust between police and communities. This highlights how minor laws can be weaponized to control specific populations. The disproportionate enforcement of jaywalking laws has broader implications beyond individual citations. It creates a system of constant surveillance and harassment for black and brown individuals, impacting their daily lives. Focusing on minor violations as pretext for investigations diverts police resources from serious crimes. This creates a policing environment prioritizing control over community well-being. The financial burden of fines associated with these citations can be substantial, leading to cycles of debt. The psychological toll of being targeted fosters a sense of injustice and alienation. This erosion of trust hinders effective policing and community partnerships, creating a less safe environment. Addressing jaywalking laws requires reevaluating their purpose. If not genuinely related to traffic safety, their existence as tools for disproportionate enforcement must be questioned. Copyright, African Elements.